Senate Interim Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness to come to orders. Colleagues, we have actually a very short agenda today. There are potentially four LCs or four legislative actions scheduled potentially for the February session. We're going to introduce three of those, which is 12, 142, and 143. And then Mr. Stuckey is going to come up and talk to us briefly about some action that may be down in the joint ways and means process that will require input from us. All of these we have heard. There's nothing new here in terms of that. So what we're going to do is open a work session with your permission to introduce the three LCs, which we will do right now. And council, if you'll just run through these, one of those is actually a bill moving that may not come to us, may end up joint ways and means. The other two are placeholders, so to speak, and we'll address those as we go down through there. If you want to just outline the three of those and then turn it over to the vice chair, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the LCs that were cited by Chair Boquist, LC 12 is the access to emergency fuel. It creates a small grant program administered by Office of Emergency Management in cooperation with ODOT for the purpose of accessing fuel in an emergency along lifeline routes at large fuel storage facilities. LC 142 is the placeholder for Memorial Roadsides. It's in the form of a concurrent resolution, so if any members have constituents that are seeking signage, they can use that as a vehicle. And LC 143 is a placeholder that reserves the relating to veterans relating clause. And I have heard of a couple of things bubbling up, amendments that are possible going into that bill, but nothing at the outset.
Okay. Chair Boquist, are we in work session?
Yeah, we are in work session, Madam.
I move that the following legislative concepts be introduced as committee bills: LC 12, dated January 6, 2016, LC 142, dated December 22, 2015, and LC 143, dated December 2, 2015.
Madam Vice Chair has moved that LC 12, dated 6 January 2016, LC 142, dated December 22, 2015, and LC 143, dated December 2nd, 2015, be introduced as committee bills. If there's any discussion, I will comment myself on all three and then see if others have copies. LC 12, if you recall, is emergency access bill in which we're trying to get generator hookup drops into the card lock so that we have emergency fuel in a catastrophic event, whether it be, unfortunately, a terrorist attack, a brownout, a blackout, a earthquake, or anything along that line. We've been at this 10 years, and I think, colleagues, you recall that, you know, we've figured out that the bottleneck is going to be fuel to run emergency vehicles, to run hospitals, to run police cars, to run National Guard response, so on and so forth like that. That addresses that issue. The second bill, LC 142, is the placeholder for Memorial Road Signs. We do have several legislators that asked us if we would have a committee bill to be able to get these signs in place in concurrent resolutions. In discussions with Representative Lively and the House members, we have sent an email out across the board to House members and to Senate members saying, you know, if you didn't have a bill of your two allocated in which these you needed to get memorial signs in place, please get that information to council. In talking to Ms. Ross and our colleagues across the aisle, I think what we're going to, even though this is pretty unheard of, is try and consolidate those early in the first week, because we have to move bills early in the session, and then move it to the far side across our chamber if those do come in, and then they will add theirs to it. And it's probably unheard of, nobody's done it, but then we would end up with a concurrent resolution coming back to us for concurrence as a means to ensure that the families are taken care of for these deceased veterans. And the third is just actually a placeholder. That's my comments, Madam Vice Chair. Any comments? Mm-hmm. Senator Courtney, any comments? Any opposition? If not, so ordered by the chair. With that, we're going to close the work session for the introducing of concepts. We're going to open an informational hearing on the fourth piece that is in here, which is a legislative piece of action that has been before the committee once before, and that's the outline of the Regional Training Institute bond sale, and if that goes forward. That's been before the committee once before. And we certainly, as usual, will receive the, at least on the Senate side, the formality from the good chair of Ways and Means, Mr. Senator Devlin, asking us what is our position on this. And so that is why Mr. Stuckey is updating us today. So in the fast speed of the 29-day session, we'll be already ready to answer his question, yes, we're okay with this, or no, we hate this.
Chair Boquist, members of the committee, I'm Dave Stuckey, Deputy Director of the Oregon Military Department. I appreciate the opportunity to address the Regional Training Institute building and what we'd like to do in the future. We've had an opportunity to discuss this a couple of times, but I'd just like to outline real quick where we're going in the, down the road. It is our intent that with a coupon sale of $6.5 million, and that's a request of a letter that we have submitted to Public Safety Ways and Means, and in that letter we outlined that with that bond sale and with the proceeds from a bond sale that University in Western Oregon has used for $5 million, that monies can go out to Camp Umatilla, and then we can start the process again on the Regional Training Institute and what we're doing. What we'd like to do with the building is pass it off to sell it back to Western Oregon for $5 million. We have met with President Dr. Fuller, Vice President of Finance Mr. Yankee. We did this just before the holidays. We're in complete agreement in how we want to move forward. We've had a long history with him, a celebrated history, almost 24 years, soon to be 25 years, with Western Oregon University. At the time, it was a good idea, and times changed. And Western Oregon has a plan on how they want to use that building in the future, and so we think the timing is right. What we would ask is your support in a Q bond for about $6.5 million, and that we can apply those proceeds to developing Umatilla. And with that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, just for clarification, because it was raised in the committee before, Western Oregon University is both amenable and supportive of this plan if Ways and Means decides they want to do it. And then this also then moves the Regional Training Center out to Umatilla, and the military department is supportive of this.
That is, Chair Boquist, that is correct.
Okay, and I'm only prefacing that to ensure that, you know, when the question comes from the co-chair of Ways and Means, we have an answer. Madam Vice Chair.
What's the advantage of Umatilla versus
Chair Boquist, Senator Mona Sanderson, 7,500 acres. So the Umatilla Army Depot went into a BRAC, and so they're getting rid of that property. Part of that property is going to the Development Authority of Umatilla and Morrow County and along the highways, 84 and 82. And then 7,500 acres is going to be licensed to the Oregon National Guard, not state property, but on the federal side. So with 7,500 acres, we already have ranges out there. We've had a training enclave out there since the mid-'80s. And so it's an opportunity that we can't pass up. So we're looking at basically a bookend Oregon type of training endeavor. We have Camp Riley on the coast, which is a small unit, individual and small unit type of training focus. And then Umatilla out east can provide us the schooling and the larger formations that we need to train our soldiers.
And this is for the Guard?
This is for the Oregon National Guard. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Follow-up correction. It actually is a regional training institute, and this institute draws both funding and students for the Guard from multiple states, correct?
Chair Boquist, you are correct. Let me clarify. The regional training is, we will call it Camp Umatilla. Camp Umatilla will have multiple aspects occurring out there. One of them is the Regional Training Institute. There will also be units assigned there and maintenance shops and training endeavors and brigades going out there with up to 1,100 men and soldiers training at different periods of time. But the Regional Training Institute itself trains leadership and certain MOS qualification type skills, professional skills. And so they bring everyone in from across the country to do that. And we're just one of many regional training institutes in the United States Army.
Will it help? Will it help the economy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
Senator Corey, questions, concerns? Any concerns of members of the committee? Because I do anticipate, out of courtesy, Senator Devlin almost always asks us that question, and we might not have time in the future to answer that we're okay with this. Do I see any opposition? Okay. With that, thank you, Mr. Stuckey. With that,
thanks,
colleagues, I believe Council during the short, regular session. Odd year session, I don't know the official name. I'm going to get stomped on by my foot, probably by the presiding president, but I don't remember what we call this exactly. We are scheduled to meet on what days?
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock.
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock. Yeah. Twice a week, right. And I think if you recall, I mean, I don't know what bills will come to us. I'm not even sure LC-12 will come to us, but our goal is to try and get our bills out very quickly through the process. I encourage any member of the public, LC-12, LC-142, and LC-143 are on OLIS, correct, Council? And you can view them there. This will probably move a lot quicker than we normally do. It's been the tradition of this committee of having a public hearing one day, 1 week, and the next week having a public work session or a work session. We're not going to have that luxury this time around. So I would encourage anybody to get comments to the four members. Senator Olson is not here today. He is excused due to a personal appointment. And so if you have comments on any of these LCs, please get them to the four members, or if you would like to get them to the committee online in OLIS, there's a little click box you can click for the committee. You can get legislative or council's email. You can send it to her, and she can distribute it to the four committee members. I do encourage public participation. And with that, colleagues, unless you have something, Madam Vice Chair, we are adjourned for the day. Thank you. We are adjourned for the day. Thank you.